Resimac just printed a full year result and named brokers as the reason the home loan engine moved. The year to the 30th of June 2026 closed with home loan settlements up 20%. Mortgage Professional Australia put the settled figure at $5.9 billion. Normalised net profit after tax was $49.9 million, up 26%. Statutory profit was $49.2 million, up 42%. The stock is ASX RMC. The trade press will treat that as a non-bank win. Pete Lirantzis, the chief executive, treated it as a broker win. Australian Broker reported him saying brokers were central to Resimac's success in FY26. More brokers chose to use us more often, he said, reflecting the strength of the proposition and the confidence they have in our ability to support a broader range of customers. Their support has been a key driver of our growth. We remain focused on making it easier for brokers to place more customers with Resimac. That is the sentence a principal should sit with. Not the profit print. The claim that more brokers chose to use them more often. Here is the rest of the year, as reported, with no forecast attached. Normalized operating profit before impairment and tax, $92.9 million, up 18%. Group assets under management, $16.5 billion, up 4%. Home loan assets under management, $14.7 billion, up 10%, an extra $1.3 billion on the book. Resimac originated asset finance, $1.5 billion, up 7%. Origination across the group, $6.7 billion, up 16%. Applications, $10.5 billion, up 17%. Net interest margin was up 5 basis points, to 159. Cost to income fell 60 basis points to 53.0%. Impairment expenses were down 5% to $21.4 million. Home loan margins were reported as flat. The margin lift was attributed to a full-year contribution from the Westpac auto portfolio, improved funding economics, and stronger asset finance margins. The board declared a fully franked final dividend of 6.0 cents. Ordinary dividends for the year were 10 cents, up 43%. With a 9-cent special, total FY26 dividends were 19 cents, or $75.2 million. Mortgage Professional Australia described a rebalancing, the group leaning harder into broker-originated mortgages, as an acquired Westpac auto book runs off. That is the mixed story. It is not a reason to invent a broker settlement share, and this briefing will not invent one. We do not have a figure for what share of Resimac's new home loans came through brokers. We do not have a bid ranking. We have the chief executive saying brokers were central, and a 20% lift in home loan settlements. The desk question is operational, not a credit call. If a non-bank, just printed broker-led home loan growth, is Resimac on your panel? And if they are on the panel, are you still treating them as a specialist-only slot? A specialist-only slot is a habit. Alt doc. Non-conforming. The file the major declined. Useful. Real. Not the same thing as a lender that just settled $5.9 billion of home loans and asked, in public, to be used more often. Four slots. Pick one honestly. Not on the panel. Then the growth happened without you. Accreditation is this week's work, or a decision that you do not want the option. Either is a decision. Silence is not. Specialist only. Then you have a growing origination engine sitting in overflow. The risk is not that Resimac is about to disappear. The risk is that the files they are now set up to take are still going to a major by default, and you only discover the gap when the major is slow, tight, or full. Occasional prime. A rational waiting if substitution is rehearsed. Lodge one comparable file this week on a scenario you would normally send elsewhere, and time the decision. You are buying current information about turnaround and credit decisioning. That is research. Regular core. Then treat them like any other volume name on the panel. Name a fallback lender, a BDM, and a current accreditation. A non-bank that just grew settlements 20% is still a single path, if it is the only path you have practiced for those borrower types. Lorantzis also said the focus is clear. Strengthening home loans by improving the experience for customers and brokers. Helping brokers match customers with lending products across all their asset classes. Using technology to lift service levels. That is a service pitch. Service is not a covenant. Capacity is an investment. You do not need a forecast that service will slip to keep a second path warm. Four ways a wrong slot actually lands on a working desk. Turnaround. If Resimec is not on the panel, a major that slows down has no overflow. If they are specialist only, the overflow you think you have is the wrong product for the file in front of you. Policy. A non-bank that is growing home loans is rewriting how it wants to be used. You find that out on a live file, not in a results deck. BDM coverage. Lorantzis said they remain focused on making it easier to place more customers. That is this year's investment. It is not a contract that the phone will always be answered at the same speed. Accreditation. A pause is admin if you have two other names for the same borrower type. It is a revenue event if the specialist-only slot was also the only slot. None of those require a prediction that Resimec will tighten, slow, or keep growing. They require a named second path. Three actions this week. 1. Confirm whether Resimec is actually on the panel. Accreditation current. BDM named. Product set you would actually use, written down, not remembered. 2. Name the slot. Specialist only, occasional prime, or regular core. If you cannot name it, that is the finding. Pull last quarter settlements by lender and look. Dollar share pays the bills. File count is how many conversations sit on the same path. 3. Lodge one file that matches the slot you want, not the slot you drifted into. If they are specialist only today, and you want them as overflow plus a genuine prime option, the proving file is a prime scenario, not another decline from a major. If they are already core, the proving file is the fallback. This is not a recommendation for or against Resimec. It is not a forecast. It is not a claim about your aggregator's bid, or about what share of the channel already uses them. Those numbers are not in the result. What is in the result is simpler. A non-bank closed the year to the 30th of June 2026 with home loan settlements up 20%, normalized profit of 49.9 million, and a chief executive who said more brokers chose to use us more often. If they are still a specialist-only slot on your panel, that is a choice. Make it on purpose.